In this audio session, I want to discuss some common questions when on the Echo service. So we're going to go over just five quick questions that often come up when people are on the Echo service, so that you know how to handle them when they do. And hopefully this should answer some of those. So the first one would be, should we call the team or should we wait to be called? Well, this is always tricky. I think nobody wants to step on each other's toes. But as far as planning goes, I think it's nice if the case is routinely utilizing echocardiography to go ahead and call in advance. So this would be, say, like a major abdominal procedure, major vascular procedure, liver transplant. Don't be afraid to call the team and say, hey, we just want to let you know we're here. Reach out to them and see if we can decompress them a little bit. Otherwise, people are calling us all the time, and so you should keep the phone with you and make sure. Okay, the next question is, who sets up the echo machine? Well, anyone can set up the echo machine, but during the echo service time, usually the echo service takes care of it. So when you talk to a team and say, we're going to be there, we're going to come, we usually let them know that we're going to go ahead and set the machine up. So that would entail calling the OR equipment room, which you have a V card for, and your Trello board, which you should add to your phone. And you're going to call those guys up and you're going to ask them for the type of machine that you want. Might be a CX50, might be a large format machine, and whether or not you need a TE probe, and let them know where to take it. So it might, maybe it's in Warner 26, for example. So you'd call them up and say, hey, I need a TEE and a CX50 to room 26. And they would put it there. So then you could go to the room and you could open up the machine, make sure that you have the patient's name appropriately entered or pulled off the work list, and then the machine can all be set up and ready to go. One thing we're getting away from is taking the probe out and hanging it up in anticipation. And so let's go ahead and not do that. Let's leave the probe in the bucket until the probe is ready to get placed in the patient. The third question is, what kind of cases need a separate consent? This does come up not infrequently, and so I wanted to go over them. If you're doing the echo because of the anesthetic or the surgery itself, so let's say you're doing a major vascular operation or a liver transplant, that echo is part of the anesthetic and surgical management, and so an additional consent is not required. We would still like it if the patients could be asked about various concerns regarding their esophagus before a TEE probe is placed. Those questions in my mind would be, do you have any trouble swallowing food? Do you ever throw up undigested food or throw up blood? And then the third one would be, have you ever had any procedures on your esophagus? So, real quick, since we're talking about this, the first question is, do you have any trouble swallowing food? Is a dysphagia question, making sure that we don't have any dysphagia beforehand and that we don't have any strictures to food passing. Throwing up undigested food or blood is important because undigested food could indicate that there's a Zenker's diverticulum, which is a outpouching of the esophagus. And if you don't know that it's there, you will likely place the probe into it and perforate their esophagus, which has a 40 to 50% mortality rate. And then we also want to know if they ever throw out blood, because if they have esophageal varices or gastritis or something else going on, we could make that worse. Then the last question would be any procedures on their esophagus, because that would allude to any prior problems that we should be aware of that we haven't already elicited, such as esophageal stricture, esophageal varices, bleeding. Maybe they had an esophagectomy and you didn't see it in the notes. And so asking those questions is pretty helpful. Okay, so we're getting back to the consent. If the procedure that you're performing is really not for the surgery, you're doing a TEE to rule out endocarditis, you're doing a TEE to look at a valve and make sure that you understand, say, why it's regurgitant if it's a preoperative study. If that's the case, then the TEE needs to have its own separate consent form. And so ideally the resident and the sonographer and the attending, but at least the attending would go to the pre-op area and talk to the patient about the TEE itself before you give any form of sedation, just like you would for any other consent form. Okay, the next question is, how do we finish the study and write the report? Well, when you're done with the study, you have to hit the end exam button so that you'll send all the pictures to the Accelera or the ISCV. Some machines are wireless and some machines aren't. So you may have to take the machine back to the equipment room, or you may have to call the equipment room and have them come to collect the machine and tell them it needs to be plugged in so that they can go ahead and transmit the data. Once that data is transmitted, it's going to be over in the ISCV platform, or that program, and that's where the report's going to get written. You're going to go ahead and write a report where for the LV, the RV, the atria, and the valves, you make some comment about size, function, walls. For valves, I think you should always comment on the anatomy and then whether it's stenotic or regurgitant. For the LV, you should have something in there about the LV size, LV systolic function, and LV diastolic function. And for the RV, you should have something about size and systolic function. And when you're done writing all of the objective pieces of information down, it's really nice to write a nice summary, because that summary shows up first on the report. And that summary should include things such as the indication and maybe a little bit of clinical background. And then I like to break down what my findings were in the same order that I would for, say, a rescue echo, where I make a comment on, I'd say, number one, LV, and talk about the LV. Number two, RV, talk about the RV. Number three, valves, talk about that. Number four, SAM, maybe comment on whether or not there is SAM or not, though if that's not a concern, maybe omit it. Same thing for tamponade, comment on pericardial effusion, but omit the idea of tamponade if it wasn't a clinical question. And then finish up with hemodynamics. Talk about hypovolemia, arterial tone, calculate stroke volume, cardiac output. And then assuming that you did talk to the clinical team, make a comment there at the bottom that says something to that degree. All findings discussed with the anesthesia team, or all findings discussed with the anesthesia provider, or all findings discussed with the anesthesia and surgical team. The last question I had here to go over was, what do we do with some downtime? So the echo service has variable levels of busyness. Sometimes you're very busy, and sometimes you're not as busy. And so part of what we want you to have is time to sit and read about echo and think about echo. So that's what we have the three main parts for. We have the reviews with the attending, scanning, and then the clinical discussion. So in addition to that, go ahead and get out that Sidebotham book and read through it and make sure you really understand it. If you get through all of that information, you can borrow another book, or you can pull up studies and you can start working through that house officer form where you put in details about the study and make your own assessment and then compare that assessment to the actual report. So the way I would encourage you to use that time, again, maybe you want to do a house officer assessment, so I'll walk you through how that works. You're going to go ahead and load up a study, get a house officer assessment sheet, write your name on the top, write the other information that is required regarding the patient, date, time, etc. And then without looking at the report, just look at the pictures and work yourself through filling out your own report, commenting on the LV, the RV, the valves, the atria, tamponade, any of those things, and then check your answers against the answers that the attending had written and signed when they did their report. And then if you have any significant discrepancies, find your attending and say you want to sit down and talk about it. But that's how you get better, and that's how you learn, is by looking at previous studies, making a decision on your own, and then applying those differences between what you saw and what was recorded so that you can see where your differences or your learning needs lie. So that's it. I hope you have a great time on the Echo Service, and please let me know if you have any questions.